thing is after everything we've got, a lot of the things happen,
still take an engagement. But the same halachas are applicable if a person is a broker, he gives someone a deal, shows him a house. If there's a minig that there's a payment is made for that type of showing him or that type of brokerage, and avada would be the same halachas that we've discussed with shachanas, and he finds this via the chulu is all nichlal in these halachas. We concentrate primarily on cases where it has to deal with marriage, but the same halachas are applicable in those cases as well. We'll deal with a few shilas that come up, common shilas that come up over the next number of weeks, of how to pay a shatran. First question is, how much is one required to pay? Now, unlike other forms of employment, generally when you hire an employee, there's some sort of discussion about what his fees are, how much he charges, and even if there's no discussion, you know that there's usually a set fee, there's some sort of an understanding of how much he gets paid. And the area of shatchanas is one that's very, and this leads to very common to misunderstandings. People have different expectations as to how much the shatchan. The shatchan sometimes has a higher expectation, the person has a lower expectation. And the reason is the shatchanas is something which is not clearly defined. There is no amount that really gets paid. Sometimes it depends on it's an interesting minig, it depends on how much money the parents had, it's a richer shidduch, and you'll see it actually has a makar and a lochel. It started off as it used to be a percentage of the nadin. That's what the shatchanis was. They brokered a deal and it was a percentage of the nadin. The stomach, that's the marker of why sometimes shatchanim have an expectation that they should get more if the parents are richer, because the percentage of the nadin sort of evolved into this. Whatever it is, we have to define as to how much tak is one mechuyif to pay. Is someone mechuyif to pay because he has more money? Is he not mechuyif to pay? Does it make a difference if a friend read the shidduch or if a professional shatchan? How much is one mechuyif to pay when the shidduch is made? And also another question that comes up very often is, who is the actual shatchan? So very often, there's a friend who mentions it to his brother, who mentions it to his mother, and who then goes and reads it to one side. That side says we want a professional shatchan involved. And very often when the shidduch gets completed, there are a lot of people that come out of the woodworks. Oh, you know, I was the one who really read the shidduch first. I was the one who gave the name. So who's entitled to get compensation? Who's entitled to get money to get paid when the shidduch gets completed? Another common question which we'll deal with is, let's say middle of the shidduch, or if some one person reads the shidduch, but I don't feel comfortable if the person is not a professional shatchan, or for some reason I just don't have a comfort level with the person who's reading the shidduch, can I go ahead and take that person's idea and give it to someone else and ask him to go ahead and to read the shidduch on my behalf? Is there something wrong with me taking the idea which someone else presents and then going ahead and having someone else being involved with the shidduch? So these are the few areas which we'll mention, concentrate over the next few weeks. Before we start, I just want to give two brief hakdamas. The first hakdama is that there's a tremendous mitzvah in someone to go ahead and to read a shidduch. All the weird, it's called the shidduch crisis, but someone showed me the numbers of a school-by-school breakup of how many older single girls that there are with Hashem Yirachem. Someone showed me percentages, 12%. The numbers were mamash, I saw school-by-school, which the Pesach is better than most other places. But the Maisa Hashem Yirachem, it's like a meridik chesaron, it's a meridik problem that there is a lot of people who unfortunately are getting older and didn't find yet the zivit. And about it's a tremendous mitzvah, whatever what the problems of the age gap, although the chesaron is, but the bottom line is that most people, the only thing that they could do about it is to go ahead and to read a shidduch to try to get that person married off. There's an interesting medrash in the beginning of Parshas Vayetzik. So the Shana Shalos Reb Yosi by Chalifta. How many days did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. What does he do from then till now? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiv Mezavik Zebugin. Yitish L'Ploini L'Ploini, Yishish L'Ploini L'Ploini, and also Memonish L'Ploini L'Ploini. You see, it's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's sort of Yeshiv and Isaac in the Mezavik Zebugin. The Belzi Rebbe, anytime he saw a shatan, he used to ask him to sit down with Chaim, so he's mamash being Isaac in the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That being said, that the Kodesh Baruch was the one who was in the Avdurugim, about that is, the way it's Eisgestalt today is that you need an Amtsur, you need a Shachan to sort of take that, to bring it into practice. I saw in the Sefer Shammah Simcha, he brings some from Shammah Zalman, that he used to say that the biggest chesed that someone could do for someone is to go ahead and to read a Shidduch for them. He said that someone came to him with once he needed. So a couple didn't have children, and he asked, "What could you do as a schus that they should have it?" So he told him, "Chutz Chaim says that the Rav Yosef Chesed is always a good schus," and he told him that the biggest chesed that someone could do for someone is to be Yosef in Shiduchim. Rav Chaim Seifer has brought down that the Yom Neroim is to be Yosef in Shiduchim as a chonuch for the Yom Adin. So the Gemara in Shabbos says that there's three shilas that a person asks, that the first three questions that a person gets asked. When he's lifted, the Sabbath of the Muno, Kevati ibn Otera, and a Sakta of the Piriviri. The third question they asked him was, Isak of Piriviri. And Mashah asked, what's a Sakta of the Piriviri? You didn't tie the mitzvah of Piriviri or not. So Mashah says, Layama Kiyam the Piriviri, Allah Sakta, the Hainu was Siri Yosem the Yisoma. But Mashah learns that it's to marry off the Yosem the Yisoma. The Chasam Sofer said that it means that we're involved in netting a Shidduch. The Sakta of Piriviri means, did you go ahead and sort of the same thing brought from the life Simcha to the Arabu. He also said that the Indian of a Sakti of Piriviriviyu is not just if you Mekayim the mitzvah, but rather the tremendous mitzvah to go ahead and to read a Shidduch. And that being said, that the Indian of reading a Shidduch is a tremendous chus, a tremendous chesed that comes out of it, but you also have to understand that once the Shidduch gets read, it's not a chesed at that point. Lamaisa, the relationship between a Shatchan and the person who we read the Shidduch to is a regular employer-employee relationship. That's the first thing in understanding the halachas, in order to understand what this pay scale is, and understanding how much he's entitled to. It really fits into, not under the category of how much is a shatran entitled to. We're really going to understand the halachas, understand how much his compensation is, and how much he's entitled to. You have to understand that it's turned into a regular job. Now, why it should get paid for this, the halachas don't get paid. The bottom line is that this is something which a person gets paid for. And if a person reads the shidduch, he is entitled to get paid as a regular employer, fits into the category of a regular employer-employee relationship, and the halachas are going to be governed by those halachas. Now, we'll have to also see under what category, I mean, there's different ways to understand to what type of a worker is he? Now, generally, there are two types of workers. There's a type of worker, which is a typical worker. I go over to him, I hire him. I go over to him, can you do this as a job for me? That's a traditional worker. Now, by Shachan, very often it's not the case. He comes up to me, you know, you have a daughter on the market, you have a son on the market, I want to rent you this and this boy. So there's no formal hiring process. It's not actually the place who gets hired. He goes ahead and gives me an idea, and I take that idea, and then we end up working on that idea. So we'll have to see that is not necessarily a regular halacha of Tzchiras Poelim, because it goes on a different halacha. The Ramah in Siman Pei Zayin discusses the Indian Shidduchim. Now it's interesting actually that the Mechaber doesn't mention the Shatchanas B'chlal. There's no mention in the Mechaber ever about a Shatchanas. And the reason I think is because by Sfaradim, I think Ala Yoyim, they still don't pay Shatchanas. So by Sfaradim, they don't pay Shatchanas. It's not something which is paid for. They do it as a chesed, the taka, right? The taka should be done, in a perfect world, maybe it should be done as a chesed. In fact, you want to do a teva to someone else. It's not a something which you go ahead and to get paid. And sometimes that's so, now it is changing a little, but alright? Okay. It's up. They didn't pay. And they still have finance, or they were right? Look, rather interesting, but one of the... So it always goes that a person only has to pay if it's a derech, we'll see, we'll get to him in a second. So the answer is that if it's a yerid, then I go ahead and produce something to him, has to be a suyalit, it has to be something which he generally pays for. If he usually gets this type of service for free, and I go ahead and provide a service for him which he didn't necessarily have to go ahead and pay for, so I didn't provide him a monetary value. I provided him something which he could have gotten for free. So the derech is that he doesn't deal with Ashkenaz and Shatchanim. The derech of this person is that he's going to get a shidduch which he won't have to pay for, so he won't have to pay, even though technically, for me, I'm providing something which someone else would have to pay for, but for him, it's something which is derech is that he doesn't pay for such a type of service, then he'd be potter from paying. Now, God, you mentioned that Shidduchim also takes on sort of a, literally, people are very scared off when it comes to a Shidduch, and the Shatchan sometimes uses it, Shalai Kedin. He scares people off, you know, all the stories that happened with people who didn't pay Shatchanas. I spoke to Rabbi Khan, half of the Gemara, so he told me that with his mother once read a Shidduch, and person didn't pay the actually spoke out an amount that should be paid for Shatanas before. And the person only, when it came time, he only paid less than the amount he was supposed to pay. And the couple fact didn't have kids. It was a bunch of years, and he realized that they didn't have any kids. And it's brought down a lot of swarm, this Indian that people don't have kids, and other tzaras that could come out from the Zivag. If they should, one of the things they buy big is whether the Shatan was paid or not. So he said, he packed one of it to his mother, and said, listen, you know the pasha's not going to get the money. The person doesn't want to pay it, and they have discussions with the shatan, with the appearance of that, and they didn't want to pay. So the lamaisa washed the couple, so he should be moichel them. So he asked him to say out the pamole that he's moichel the couple. He said less than a year later that person had children. You see, this is an Indian that's talk of, again, the pasha's has a mocha in the Gemara, and if you don't pay a worker, the murder, the strainers that come out of it. And they come to understand that the union of payment to a worker is a regular hischaivus, and the kaivus, if you don't pay that, it says you don't see some brachim. That there's different reasons as to what it is, but the ma'aser is such a revolving around shaduchim. There's this union that if a shatan doesn't get paid, again, sometimes it's used shalikah, and the shatan sort of demands exorbitant fees based on that because he knows that you're scared of this. Rather, you only have to pay what you mechuyif to pay off. He didn't. You mechuyif to pay, we'll have this chasar, and if you're not mechuyif to pay, rather, it won't have this chasar. We're going back to the remote. The remote does discuss the union of a shatan. And he says like this: the goyin on the halacha of a shatanis says shumidin hayir l'sadach haberish l'avishos. The goyin says that the reason why you have to pay a shatan is from the halacha of a yir that's haberish l'avishos shum hoisa sadas yulita sheine kam adam roizulita mesadas ulinter. If a person goes and plants someone else's field, and there was no agreement before that he's going to plant this field, so the halacha is that he's still entitled to get paid, even though there was no agreement that he should get paid. And it's halacha in Sinai 9. Hey, if the soda was a siyulita, means it was aimed for to get planted. The halacha is that the fact that there was no formal agreement of hiring process doesn't mean that he's not entitled to get paid. Now it does mean that it has maybe different halachas, that it's not a toil. There's a separate halacha which is known as the yir l'tev sada shalaberi. That there's a halacha that if a person doesn't have an agreement to do work for someone else, and the person goes ahead on his own and completes that job, he's still entitled to get paid under his new halacha of a yir l'tev sada shalaberi shalabishos. And we'll see. You'll see that there are a lot of nafkaminas as to whether the chiyuv to pay a shatan is like the goyin seems to be mashma that's all the time it's outside yeri l'tev sadach averish l'avishus, that it's taken not outside the regular din of peril, it's only a din of yeri. One nafkamina which you'll see is what happens if the yemet yikin tzchorim. There's a law that you have to pay a worker, and if you don't pay a worker on time, you're over kama kama isurim. Poil, I'm referring to Kablan also. Kablan, you're right. If it would fall under the category of poil, there's two types of poil. There's a Skiyoim who gets compensated hourly, or a Kablan who gets paid for completion of a job. Over here, definitely, it would only get paid for the completion of a job. You don't get, that's the law in the Peskin, that if a person put in a lot of hours, and put in work, and Lemaisa, the job doesn't get, for some reason, the Shidduch doesn't go through, he's not entitled to any compensation. Because that's the pay scale is dependent, I mean, the halacha is, if it would be a poil, it would be a din of a Kablan, and the Kablan only gets paid that he completes the job gets completed. Even if not due to his lack of working, the job doesn't get completed, but still the not necessarily is entitled to get paid because the agreement was like any broker. Sometimes he wins, he can get a deal that could take a few minutes and he can make a fortune, and they could work hours and hours and hours on another deal and make nothing for it. But that's the way it's ausgestellt, is that the payment agreement to how it gets paid is only going to get paid if the job comes to completion. Even a year, he's not going to get paid. Relevant if it's a pile or a he's not going to get paid unless the job gets completed, because that's the understanding of the nature of this type of employment, is that it only gets paid if the job gets completed. Well, we'll get to that. So the Ramo brings 2 days on that, and it has a lot of nafkaminas lalach. A kablan and a poil, yes, but yerid not. That means a sir yoim and a kablan, there is a yomit in tzara. A kablan gets paid, if a person builds something for me or does something and he gets paid as a kablan, there's a mitzvah yomit in tzara when the job gets completed. There isn't in the yomit in tzara, and if I'm not maybe the lav of batolin, but a yorid, and this is not posh, but the it seems like that in the ktsos, And that the Lichas Yisrael brings this from the Tzoyis. The Tzoyis says that a Yerid, yes, there was no agreement that he's getting paid. It was only charged he's entitled. He looks at the Tashlumen, not also because he did the work. Nena, I had a benefit from it. You did a job for me. You went and planted my field. Well, you went and read the Shulah for me, and I had enough from it, a Momonistic enough from it. So I pay you out Nena. So the Chiv is not a Chiv of Poilim. The Chiv of Yerid is a Chiv of Nena. I derived the benefit from it. And the Chiv of Nena doesn't have an Abyamatil Tzchor. Now, interesting, if it's true, Rabbi Yasha brings the Lichas Yisrael, since the Mutshazach and bring Rias that the din of Yerid is that there's no din of Yerid in Tzchari. Rabbi Yasha Tan is in Purusha Alochon Shechnorov, it's a Gemara, that Sochre of the Shliach, one of the Alochas of Baltolan is Yerid in Tzchari, is the only Mechuyiv to pay Bizmanai, I mean, Mechuyiv to pay Bizmanai made by Drabona, but the Mitzvah Menatera and the Issa Menatera not to pay on time is only when you hire the person directly. If you hire the worker, Ayidei Shliach, there's a lochem, the flourish of the Mechabin, Simchim Amates, that Sacha Ayidei Shliach, there's no din of a Yermetit and Scharit. So the Asher says that a Yerid can't be different than Sacha Ayidei Shliach. He says, Pasha, that by a Yerid, if the Chiv is not because I had a formal agreement with you that I'm hiring you, but that you went on your own and did a job for me, and now you're coming, that and even though you're entitled to get paid for completion of that job, it can't be different than Sacha Ayidei Shliach, but there's no din of a Yermetit and Scharit. But that seems to be Muskim, that depending on if it falls into the category of. Yeah, we'll get to that. Give me a minute, we'll get to that. So that one and a half communists, if it falls under the category of a Yerid, or falls under the category of a Poyo, would be the din of Yerid and Schar. If it is a mitzvah, and you have to, if you don't pay on that time, what do you be over? Another thing that is in the Gaya is, can you back out? If it's a Yerid, the person goes on his own. The person starts, it goes to my field and starts planting it. In the middle, I tell him, stop, I don't want you to plant it anymore. Not doing anything wrong. He on his own, the court went and his plan. But if the halacha is that we're going to look at it, and sometimes it could become the halacha of a poil that I'm not a fire worker, then it's a halacha. If I go over to a shach and say, can you read this shidduch to this and this person? So there, l'chayr would be a poil, like a relationship. I'm asking you to do a job for me, and I'm telling you I'm going to, the part of understanding is that you're going to get paid for that work. So by a poil, the law is that they can't fire a worker once he's in the middle of a job. And if I fire him, I still have to pay him, I may have minus a certain amount of tircha, but he still gets paid the whole amount of money. So I want to change the shatz in the middle, and the poil is doing his job correctly. If the poil's not doing his job correctly, that'd be a whole different story. But if the poil is going ahead and doing his job in the right way, the halacha of Pasha Bira would not be able to spend more time in this in the coming weeks. It can't just fire a worker. And this is one of the things I want to show back now, not the proper halachas, but understanding what a shatchan is. Sometimes it might be yerid, sometimes it might be a poil. And understanding this is the key to understanding, can I fire and how much do you have to get paid? There's a whole lot, there's fees of a yerid, has one type of commentary, shah shas le'ir. A poil is kaminika medina, or pachash of a poil, depending on the cases. So there's a whole different fee scale. It's all dependent on it. So one of the keys, and it's not spoken flourish in the earlier place about this so much, but this is one of the keys to understanding of what the shatkin is going to get paid, is understanding what his relationship to you is. Is it a yerit that he just did, or it's a regular thing of a pile, and based on that, we'll see kama v'kama nafkaminis over the coming weeks. Correct. So I was saying, well, give me a minute, we'll get to the prophet. Give me 2 minutes. Hopefully I'll explain what's up. So I think like this. The starting point is the Goyim seem to say it's a Yerid. The Goyim doesn't shalt suit Alachos here. It's part of the Mishalt suit Alachos of Yerid. The Nadi Behuda also seems to say that the relationship is a Yerid relationship. Because he says I could fire, we'll see that's not so posh, but the Nadi Behuda names on that I could fire any type of shatz and a broker in the middle of a job, I have no problem. It's not governed by the lochas of a poil that a malvais is not allowed to be chayzeb emtsa malocha, and if he is, he has to pay. The Nadi Behuda seems to name on that a worker could always be, I could always fire a worker in the middle of the job. Er Moshe seems to make the chiluk that he makes. Er Moshe asks him the Nadi Behuda, if I went over to him and asked him to broker his deal for me, or asked him to read the certain shit of the Gemara, there it's like a shliach. It's a shliach of the Baal Bais. It's a poil of the Baal Bais, and the attacker can't be chosen. He says that in the life of Sarach Ian, If I didn't send him, he came on his own with this idea. Sheino shumas chayiv, I have no chiv to continue, because then it much seems it's a yerid. And he says, if I start here, the Neidim Yehuda seems to assume that in all cases I can go ahead and fire him, because it has a relationship of a yerid and not a relationship of a poyer. Moshe seems to make this chilek. And it depends. If I went over to the shatzen and asked him, can you go ahead and read the shidduch for me? So then taka, the chiv is a chiv of a poyer. And the chiv is not a chiv of a yerid. So you have to say that the goin says yerid is going in cases where the person read it on his own. Again, it's not much more like that in the Gemara. Moshe does seem to name on the halacha that we sort of split the two. If I went over to the shatzen and I asked him to go out to read the shidduch, I went to the broker and asked him to broker this specific deal for me, so then the relationship would be a poildic relationship. Mashenkin, if the person came to me with an idea, then it would be not a relationship of a poil, a relationship of a yerid. And there, Rashi says that maybe I'll be able to be chayzer because I have no chiv to continue and no chiv to keep on the point. So I was trying to avoid. Could be that even if I tell them in general, you know, my daughter's older, I would go over to them, I want you to read a shidduch for me, so I'm sort of asking you to do a job for me. It could be it's not specific, it would probably be fall under the category of a poil as well, because I came over to you and asked, initially it might depend if it was a daughter or son, but very often when it's a daughter, you go over to the shatzen and you ask them, can you go ahead and to read shidduch for me? So you sort of ask them to do a job for you. So it could be that in those cases, according to Moshe, it would always fall under the category of a poil as opposed to a category of a yerid, because I asked him to do a job for me, and that's a regular hiring of a worker. The child's true is nothing, and also seems to Neman. He seems to say even further, he says, in big shaman of Pam Achas, Lassa Hezapul. Now, when a person who gets read the Shidduch, so he gets the idea, then afterwards, usually, they ask, can you set up a day? Can you find out this information for me? Can you find out that information for me? So he names on that once I ask him to do something for me, that changes the relationship from a yerid to a poyel. And if I mean, the starting point, if a person's read to me a shidduch, I didn't ask him to read a shidduch, and he goes and read the shidduch, that could be a yerid. But once I go ahead and ask him to do something for me, anything that I ask him to do, even to set up a date, and this is the date, can you do this, can you do that, once I already requested for him to do something, that already changes the relationship from a yeridic relationship to a public relationship, and from that point forward, I'll upon him, the chiv to pay him would be not under the din of yerid, the chiv to pay him would fall under the category of a regular poil. Now, could be the other person that don't assume that it's Paul Shinagama, I have to ask him to do something, could be it's Abbas Rishayna, the person was being Isaac on this, I'm just giving ideas to how it should be done, could be that it still goes under the category of a yerid, but I saw like this, Nelson, I saw a lot of Paiskim, that mom like this from the Sakrel, a lot of the Hantiga Paiskim seem to assume, from Shlomo Miller I saw brought down, a lot of Paiskim seem to assume this position, that even though a person read the Shidduch, at the starting point, there might be a yerid. Once there's a back and forth that's going on between the people, and then asking to do something for me, that in itself will change the relationship from a yeridic relationship to a public relationship. The Meshach seems to say further. He says that I agreed to go out and I agreed to his idea. So I'm going along with yerid. Normally goes and planted my fields. Now I'll afterwards have to get paid. Over here, he just gives me an idea, and I decide to act on that idea. And I change that. That itself is enough to change it into relationship. So again, there's a tremendous machloikus over here. If we have basically three shitas as to what the relationship between the shatzen and the parents is. Is it a relationship, a yeridic relationship? Is it dependent on if they read the shidduch? If I ask them to read the shidduch on my behalf, and it's a put of immersion, the lichas Yisrael seem to them in those cases a poil. Mashenkin, if I didn't ask him to read it, he came on his own, and it's a yerid. And the mashak seems to them that it's always a poil like a relationship. No reason why it can't be different. But according again, 100%, there's no reason why it shouldn't be able to be different. Now, even according to Laharis Nelson and all the person which you mentioned, that usually it's a public relationship, because once they ask him to do something, which Kamat Abi Shidduch will have some sort of a request, it's still very negated that an aspect of it, the yerid, as we'll see in the coming weeks, is sometimes a person gives an idea for a shidduch. And then another shatzen takes over the shidduch. So that person who read the shidduch originally, and which we'll see it as a chiyuv to pay him, known as a maskil. He started it, he gave me the idea, and as a tashlumin that they get paid, a third, whatever, we'll see the trotei halachos of what he gets paid, but very often he's only a yerid. Because I didn't ask him to do anything. He gave me the idea, and then I acted upon it, but we'll use the different shatzen to take it from that point further. So you could have, even in the same case, where one shatzen involved in the shidduch is going to be a poil, and one shatzen involved in the shidduch will be a yerid.
So, according to this, that the relationship can change once you start handling. like in the actual case of your
such a 100%.
Right? You see a guy 100%.
Okay, 100%. We'll see from this point on, we're going to say, from this point on, we're going to assume that all the halachas that we're going to apply in Shatanim, not the Yuchalish, no Yuchalishatan, all the halachas will either go into Simon Shin Lama Gimel, which is the halachas of Sechiras Pailim, or go into Shin Ayin Hei, which is the halachas of Yerim Tehsa Dechaber. Whatever we're going to say the halachas are, now it could be that this problem over here, which will make but those problems would hold true in the same scenario, the same etzias, within the halachas of Yiddish Kiris Pailim Yerim. What you're saying is true. We're establishing now that all the halachas are regular halachas of employer-employee relationship, and if you go to Yerim to Pailim, and whatever we're going to say, it has to hold true over there as well. There's no special halachas over there. That's basically what the starting point is, that there's different shatchanim which might have different relationships, and over the coming weeks when we're dealing with this, we'll have to put each halacha, we'll have to differentiate what type of shatchan is a shatchan a year, is a shatchan a pearl, and we'll be different halachas based on that. So let's go to the first halacha of whether or not there's a mitzvah, the yomit, the tzare, and when to pay a shatchan on time. Before, so when is the time to pay a shatchan? At what point is the chiyuv to pay a shatchan? So there are more, in Simen Kuf Pei Hei, says that there was two different places that didn't hold him. He says, Shatkin Avikimaisatzer, Vim HaShatkin Oitzin Shisham Aloy Miyad. Shatkin is demanding payment, he got engaged, demanding payment right away. But Bailam Eni Reitzin Mashalam Adon Asu. The people don't want to pay right now, they say they'll pay him at the wedding. So if they're not totally the Minag HaMadina, it's totally the Minag HaMadina. If the minig is to pay by engagement, then you pay by engagement. If the minig is to pay by the nesuah, then you not mechuyev to pay till the nesuah. It's up to the Ramah, it's an important nekuda. The makom she'ein minig, hadin ha'mabailan, that they can push it off. If there's no clear minig that he gets paid, if he shas the engagement, then he can push it off till the wedding. And the Ramah says it's an interesting nafkamina. Nafkamina between what the minig is. In chazur b'hem, the shidduch gets bottled. The person got engaged, and then somehow, unfortunately, it happens sometimes, the shidduch gets broken up at a later point. You have to pay the shatkin or not. So I must tell you in what the minig is. So if the minig is that they pay the shasta engagement, so his job was already completed. The fact that the shidduch broke up later, it broke up after he completed his job. The same if someone buys a house, and he pays a broker to the house, and for some reason, a few weeks after he bought it, something happens bad with the house. He doesn't give the person back the brokerage fee. So the job of a shachin, according to the places where the minig was, that it was that they got paid before the nesuin, the minig was the shachin, they got engaged. The job of a shachin was just to get it to that point. From there to the nesuin, that wasn't the shachin's job. We'll see, maybe there was an Indian for him to be involved if something used to break up, like the shomer, we'll see a separate halachas, but inherently his job and what he got compensated for was to bring it till that point. That was the completion of his job. Hashem is up there, I'm off. The places where the minig was that they used to pay only b'shas to nesuin, so part of his job was to bring it till the nesuin. So if the shidduch broke off before the nesuin, then he doesn't have to go ahead and he doesn't have to pay him if it broke off before him, because he didn't. Unfortunately, the job didn't get completed. He's not entitled to get compensation for that. Now it's interesting. I looked in a lot of the Likutzim to what the minig is today. So in Eretz Yisrael, all the poskim seem to assume that the minig was to pay b'shas tonight. We don't necessarily have it tonight, but even there, with the places where it wasn't tonight, the minig seems to be paid by the vod. B'shasta is a vod, b'shasta is a tonight. The minig is that it gets paid at that point, and not the b'shasta nesuin. Now in America, I'm not sure if there's a clear minig either way. So I saw a sefer, Shana Dickman, he wrote a sefer, and he said he spoke to a bunch of shatchanim, and he said that they almost always get paid the b'shasta vod. Sometimes they get paid a few days later. Almost never do they get paid the shas the wedding. Now, if that's the case, when it's nightly, that means the minig is to pay the shas the vod. The fact that they got paid a few days later, if you go, it doesn't mean that the minig was not to pay the shas the vod. The minig was to pay when the job, because if you look at the Ramah, Ramah seems to say that the minig, I mean, when the what was the job? Is the job to bring it to point A, or the job is to bring B? Is the job to bring it to the engagement, or the job is to bring it to the nesuin? If they're paid before the nesuin, that means it's just the person's tishlep, and he didn't pay necessarily right away. That doesn't make a minig, that doesn't change with the minig. The minig that's him is to pay the shasta vod. The minig is to pay for bringing the data engagement. And the fact that people pay a few days later, so even the shasta didn't demand payment, not necessarily Oibrich, the Shachan doesn't demand payment. It doesn't change what the minig is. The fact that it didn't seem like to me that the minig was to pay Mishas the Chasana. I did see, he did quote from the Sefer Shas Yisrael, from Rav Kana, he said B'Shem Shalom Milva, that yes, there's no clear time that he has to pay, and the minig is that it's not necessarily to pay by the Vod. He said the person is not Oibrich Yisrael, he doesn't pay right away, and he can actually procrastinate payment until the Nesuah. And I'm not sure what the minig is, but it's totally in whether he's going to pay, it will be totally in what the minig is. So again. No, because there was nothing spoken out. So if the job was not completed yet, and understand what the Ramah is saying. The Ramah is saying is that the job was that you have to bring a shidduch l'day nesuah. That means, what did you get paid for? It means you're a broker of the house. You get paid if the deal falls through between contract and closing? You wish, right. But you don't get paid. Why not? Because that means the job gets completed. That means you're only entitled to payment if it goes to the step of where it changes, where the sale gets completed. So the job is not completed. That means that you're not entitled to payment unless the deal closes. And the deal closing in this case is either an engagement or an assumption. So although there's a halacha of serious problem, I have to pay, but I have to pay for what? It could be I only have to pay if you buy the job, same way I have a house, the closing. Here also, the closing would be the Nesu'in, and the Mamachu you have to pay unless there's actual, that it brings the day Gemira, that it ends up being on the Nesu'in. So when you get it in of Yemei Titan Schori, so again, if the minig is, I'm not saying clear that is like that, if the minig is to pay B'Shas for it, so then it would depend, like we said earlier, if the Shas is entitled to get paid only out a year because he gave the idea only, let's say he's a maskil, and there was no interaction afterwards, which there it seems like a lot of places can have on, that is entitlement as a yeretz. Then there's not necessarily a mitzvah, but you haven't eaten schari, there's no chiv to pay on time. The legam is a din der abonon, and a femel arech, a leich v'shoiv, and you're supposed to pay someone on time, and there's definitely a mekayim, certain mitzvahs, but there's not a chiv to go ahead and to pay, because if yes, the chiv is only out yeret, and by yeret there's no chiv of yeret eaten schari. Mashenkin, if I interacted with the shachar, and I told him to do certain things, according to a lot of poskim that then assume that at that point it turns into a public relationship. So then the chayyav should be mechuyev to go ahead and to pay the shas devot if the minig is that that's the time that has to be paid. And if I don't pay during that time, I'll be oibed iser of the yemeti tzar. That is halacha in the negayo bal tolan that if it's void public, if the worker does not demand payment, then I'm not oibed. So if the shasim doesn't come over to me, and that's very often the case, that a person doesn't go ahead and demand payment, then it could be that I'm not over Isser of Yemei Titan Schori. But even in that, we learned a lot about Talmud, we mentioned the Shem Mishpat, Chavetz Chaim, a lot of other places can bring the Shem Nezoyah, that even if with Loitova, which the Gemara says I'm not over Isser, it's not that I'm a Pasuk, I'm over Isser, but the Zoyah was very stark on this, and it seems like the place can went with it, that I'm not supposed to not pay a worker on time, even if the Zoya's case is even the person said, don't pay me, not a mind if you pay me later, the Zoya's very stark that when you hire a worker, and there's batsim adin, the Yemetit and Sari, not to rely on the Indian of Leitovai, there's still an Indian that it should go ahead and get paid on time. Okay, I really want to give a whole second part of the show, we ran out of time, that's Shemuel Marshall next week, about what happens if a person reads a Shidduch, and at the time when the Shidduch gets read, he didn't intend to get paid for it. The person gives an idea to his friend, he doesn't realize, not thinking about that he should get paid for it, he's trying to do a taiva to his friend, or a brother looking for a shidduch for his sister, and he gives the idea to his parents, is he entitled to get paid? But very other times, this is common also in real estate, the person gives an idea, b'shas he gave the idea, he was only doing it because he wanted his neighbor to move on to his block, and afterwards he realizes, you know, this is something that people pay for, so he wants to demand payment. So what happens if a person reads the shidduch in a oifen where he's not counting on getting paid, and afterwards he realizes this is something which I could get paid, is he entitled to ask for compensation in that case or not? Matzah Shem, we'll go through that next week.
Explained it very well, man. This one's easier in a way. Easier a lot. Yeah.